One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wulfric Snaptrap uses stronger words. So do we.
Hello, welcome to the Reading Circle Temple. I'm Molly.
I'm Brittany.
And Goodwin's muted.
And I'm Goodwin. I'm muted.
In lieu of Indy, Goodwin will mute. Today we're reading chapter 17 of Melting Stones.
Grab your cup of coffee.
Or tea.
Or your drink of choice.
And let's rock and stone.
Emmy and Luvo tell Rosethorn about their plan. Rosethorn says, absolutely not. All of them argue about it. And then Evie is like, fuck you. I'm going to go do it anyway. And then scares Miriam off along the way. Goes to meet
Claire and Cornelia.
Yeah, them. And dresses herself up in rocks to make herself look more human, but with stones. Mm-hmm. And then they are let out of their cage and they drip nearby. That's
and they're really tall.
They're really tall.
Part one of our three-step reading process is reading like a novice. This is where we talk about what we liked and didn't like about the chapter. Tell me all about it, y'all.
My first one is when Miriam first shows up to talk to Evie. She has a little cloth sling and has her dreadful doll in it. And it reminded me of Glocky when she was copying Triss. And now Miriam is doing the same thing to Evie. It's very cute. And then someone also made her a small pouch for her to wear around her neck. And she keeps the little piece of feldspar in it that Evie gave to her too. And that's also really cute. Miriam loves her so much. And Evie's so mean. She's so mean. My last like is when Evie calls Luvo a stubborn chunk of rock.
Rude.
She's also a stubborn chunk of rock. But
yeah, what's that thing he says after she like tells Miriam off? That was a hard thing to say for a meat person, something like that. For a human, that was hard speaking.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of when Nori says that she doesn't like Evie.
Yeah.
I liked when Rosethorn says, ought to trims no trees, Luvo. Like, oh, I really ought to mow my lawn, will not get it mowed.
Nope.
It's real talk. Rosethorn is so wise. I'd call her old if I didn't know she would kill me if I said that.
Also, compared to Luvo, she's not old.
True.
Very true.
I like it when Luvo's talking to Evie, and Evie says, stop ill-wishing, Luvo. I wish to make this work. I do not do anything that might be termed a wish for good or ill. Neither do I want you to end your days as charcoal.
But can we talk about that scene for a second? This is the same scene that we read in the excerpt. And I just love that she, like, keeps pulling out these rocks and he has a snarky comment about every single one of them.
such a negative Nancy.
So I can't entirely blame her for just being like, Luvo, if you're not gonna help, leave me alone.
Yeah. Not helpful.
Rutilated quartz to increase my effectiveness. Jade for wisdom and protection. Sardonyx for courage. I doubt yours would ever fail, but at least that one will accomplish what you wish for it. Rock water for strength and perseverance. As if you ever required either of these things, Evu Meme. Malachite for protection from peril. A moon cut from it would not be enough to guard you from carnelian and flare. You're not helping.
Piffle, all of it. You learned that from Rose Thorn.
This is just an amazing page.
Yeah, I didn't know there'd be like funny banter with Luvo, but there is. Very, very, very funny banter.
You know what this means? I need Luvo to meet Costco.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I don't think I can handle that.
Please send your Luvo Pasco fanfictions to templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com and in the subject line put for Molly.
I also want to say I really like the two lines that Luvo says like near the beginning of that. I doubt yours would ever fail, but that at least may accomplish. It is like a compliment, but also incredibly condescending. I don't know how he managed that.
It's a backhanded compliment.
It's like, thanks, rude.
Right.
I really like the description of her stone tunic and like the tourmaline leggings and like the eyebrows and the gold feldspar being her skin. Like, it's just kind of neat. It made me think of like a cooler Toph. Because when she puts, I know we keep bringing up rock bending, but
honestly, I'm watching Avatar right now, and every scene with Toph, I just think of Evie. The last episode we watched was very Toph centric, and I was just like, Toph is Evie, and I just imagined Evie in this position.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Evie is Toph with eyes.
Yeah,
which is a terrible thing to say, but like, I honestly feel like that's the biggest difference between Evie and Toph. Toph is blind, Evie's not. Everything else
is pretty similar. Person. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like the part where the quartz crystals are talking back to Evie. It's like, oh, it's our pleasure to keep them here, but look at how they fucking ruined everything.
Yes.
They're not good house guests.
Yeah. They're incredibly rude.
This is just a very funny chapter.
It is. It's very short, but it's very, very funny.
I remember when we read Melting Stones, we talked about how the witty banter between Sandry and Pasco helped lighten the mood with these very gruesome murders, and similar with Keth and Triss and Shatterglass. And I feel like that's what this chapter is doing here. Like, this function is to be like, this has been very heavy humor.
Yeah.
It's good. I feel like we needed it.
Yeah. I like the old crystal arguing with the other ones.
Yeah, the old one's just crotchety and like, what does he say? It's like, there's been too much excitement around here lately.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, the thing your friend did where it twisted us around and joined us together, like, now we're all together and it's more orderly and we're better able to resist heat, and this is wonderful. And the old one's like, too many changes, you young whippersnappers.
Okay, boomer. Okay, 1.5 million-year-old rock, get over it. Yeah.
Many of us have stolen power from your rude friends, the housekeeper crystal added. But we will be happy if they never return. The old one told me. I don't know if we got Oswin's last name previously, but on page 234, we learned that his last name is Forrest. I like. Also, Evie has mentioned, I think Evie mentioned in the previous chapter, like, why wasn't Oswin a name? And damn it, Oswin Forrest is kind of a mage's name. So yeah. He's got the mentality and the name, he just doesn't have the magic. There's a part where Evie like talks to the rocks and she's like, hey, shift over because this seat is lumpy. And I wish I could do that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I wrote, let's talk about Evie telling Miriam she's not her friend.
Poor Miriam.
Poor Miriam. And she tells Luvo, I'll make it up to her later, which she's already said to Rosethorn about a different problem. And I just want to point out, again,
piling it on.
This is the same thing that Briar said about Zhagoras before everything went to hell in a handbasket.
Mm-hmm.
Briar and Evie have a lot in common, I suppose.
Yes.
For sure.
The last thing is, on page 237, she's describing her jacket that she's putting all the rocks in. And she says, the plain black jacket had 8 pockets in it. There were 4 outside, 2 over my chest, 2 over my hips, and 2 inside.
Yeah.
Where are the other 2 pockets?
But I read that sentence, those couple sentences a few times, like, that's only 6.
I'm bad at math. I didn't even notice.
Please send your speculation about the missing 2 pockets to templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com. Subject line, the missing pockets. I think they got sacrificed to a volcano.
Yes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Part 2 of our 3-step reading process is reading like a dedicate. This is where we look for a theme or a message in the chapter. What theme or message did you find?
The theme that I found was regret. Because we see Evie regretting putting Carnelian and Flair in the trap because their power is getting more powerful. We see it with Miriam as well. She's like, Miriam, you need to leave. Go. Now, go. Get. I'm not your friend. Get out of here. She's like, oh, I'll apologize later. Like, there's not always a later, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to be mean.
I'm just going to read my notes word for word. Theme, destruction. Look, I just want to point out that Evie says she doesn't want to be an accidental destroyer, but in her attempt to avoid that, she's destroying her relationship with Miriam.
Damn.
Yep.
True.
I did not have a theme. Whoops.
Boo. It was a very short chapter, it's not.
It was.
I was going to say, well, in that case, let's move on to step three.
Three.
Insert cue, insert music cue here. Step three of our three-step reading process is reading like a mage. This is where we use the text to craft magic in our own lives. What magic were you able to craft out of this chapter?
Molly, do you want to go first so we all had a chance to go first?
Sure. I was looking at this and I'm trying to remember what the exact context was. I think there's maybe two different things that I could have been thinking of, but this is where I'm going to rant about being a teacher, possibly. So I wrote, listen to children. And then I wrote, give them time. Give them your attention. I always have trouble with parents who tell their children not to interrupt a conversation between adults. Sometimes when I am at work, I'll be like shooting the breeze with a coworker and like their kid will come up and be like, mom, whatever. The parent will be like, don't interrupt while the adults are talking. I feel like being over 18 is not reason enough to give me precedence over someone else. If it's an important conversation, but I feel like sometimes they're not. And so I just feel awkward when that happens.
I don't know. Having a kid of my own, most of the time, the thing that she has to say can wait a few seconds. There's this show that Malia watches. It's called Bluey. There was an episode, I feel like they did a really good job of something like this. I've tried to implement this with Malia. If she sees people talking, then instead of interrupting us, I have her put her hand on me. That way I'm aware that she wants to say something to me. That way I can try to finish up the conversation that I'm having and then turn to her and be like, okay, I know that you're wanting my attention. So what are you needing? That way she knows that I know that she's there, but she's also not interrupting what's going on over here as well, too, because it could be an important conversation. Also, with her putting her hand on me, if it's not an important conversation, okay, hold on, my child needs me, you know? So I feel like that episode did a really good job, I think. That way I'm catering to my child, but also not like, hey, interrupting this over here. Like I'm catering to both people at the same time. I feel that way.
It's a better balance. Yeah.
I don't feel like I get the impression of what, not everybody, but I feel like there are adults, particularly at my work, who I feel I don't get the impression of like trying to cater to both. I feel like if you say like, hey, it's not really polite to like interrupt, I feel like that should like kind of stand for everyone. If you are having a conversation with Malia and I come up, then it wouldn't be polite for me to interrupt that either.
Then you could do like I do tell Malia now. Right. Just put your hand on. Like, okay, hold on, Malia. I will continue this conversation. Let me see what Molly needs real quick. I don't think that should just be for children. I feel like that could be used for anyone. It's like, hey.
I feel like I'm sometimes given priority specifically because I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like that's a good enough reason. Right. I actually had this conversation with my mom a couple of days ago because I had recently read this chapter and I was over at her house and I was like, what did you do when we were growing up? Because I don't remember. If you were talking to an adult and like I came up and had something to tell you. And I know that she was like, well, it depends a lot on context. Because if it was an important conversation, then I would have said, hey, like, I see you, but you're going to have to wait a minute.
Yeah. Because,
but
if, sec,
it,
yeah.
if it wasn't.
Now, if you're coming in screaming, hey, my sister is bleeding and dying. They're like, hey.
Right. And then hopefully the other adult is also going to be like, okay.
On me, wait for this conversation to be over. I need you to tell me immediately if my child right. is dying.
That's right. Such an interesting conversation about like priority of like a conversation and like what counts as important and what doesn't.
Yeah. I really like your method actually, Brittany.
But it's not mine. It's from Bluey, but
well, I think it's a good system.
You're applying it.
I am. I learned something from a kid cartoon.
This makes me like this kid's cartoon.
It's a really good cartoon. It's an Australian one. It's really cute. It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, people like Bluey, apparently. Like adults watch Bluey because
it's fun. Adults watch it and learn lessons from it. There's so many like parenting tips on this show. It's like, oh, I should apply that.
That's awesome.
It's a really good kids show. It's probably one of my favorites that I've seen.
Yeah.
It's like if your kid doesn't stop acting up, feed him to a dingo.
Yeah. Well, those are the lessons. Yes.
I've met other parents who have formed like different signals with their kids. I had a friend who her and her kids had whistles. So she had like two or three whistles that had specific meanings. And then her kids had two or three whistles that had specific meanings. So like if they were in the store or whatever, they'd whistle at each other. And so like if she didn't know where her kid was, she had like a, hey, where are you whistle? Or like a, I'm over here. And so she would whistle and they'd respond.
That's so pretty cool.
Yeah. I was like, that's so cool. And she was like, yeah, this, and she was, I don't remember, but I remember she went, yeah, this whistle means this, and this whistle means this, and this is the whistle that the kids have that means this. And so it was easy, like in a crowded space, it was kind of easy for her to locate kids. And I think I've known other people who have like hand, like quick hand signals with their kids. I know I've known teachers that have had hand signals with specific students. They have students who have certain needs, especially students who are likely to be disruptive in class because of X thing, then they will come up with hand signals with that kid. So like the teacher, like this means that I'm signaling you, hey, tone it down a bit or whatever. The student might have a signal that shows like whatever there that they can.
I'm being overwhelmed by something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That reminds me a little bit of the, when the teacher's just like, all right, I'm going to do this until like all the kids in class start like paying attention or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's so funny how it works because it's just them standing and then like one kid's like, oh, hey, the teacher's doing the thing. It's like, oh, yeah, we need to be quiet. And then everyone else is like, oh, hey, the teacher. And then it ends up being like two or three kids that just will not stop talking because they're not paying attention. And everyone's just like, dude,
yeah,
read the room. It's so funny.
One that was used throughout the school where I worked was people would, there was a like a specific rhythm. I think it was just like,
yeah.
Yeah. And so like the teacher would clap it and then the kids would respond. And it was usually like a call. So it was this call and this clapping call and response. And it'd usually go two or three times. And after the second or third time, everybody was quiet. Mm-hmm. And at the school now, they use a variation on it, which is, if you can hear my voice, clap once. If you can hear my voice, clap twice. If you can hear my voice, clap three times, and you just keep going up. And that it's so effective that our superintendent uses it to gather everyone's attention at professional development at the beginning of the year. Like, because we all file into, like, the cafeteria and there's, I don't know, a couple hundred teachers and nothing's going on. So we're all chatting, getting to know new people, seeing other coworkers, catching up on various things. Sometimes it's oh, hey, I need to touch base with you on this one kid that I know we both have. And a lot of stuff is going on. And so the person just goes, so the superintendent goes to the mic when it's time to start and just says, if you can hear my voice, clap once. If you can hear my voice, clap twice.
That's awesome.
And it works.
Hey, so. if it works, it works, right?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mine is don't be too overconfident. I feel like Evie's being a little too overconfident in all of this. Rosethorn is trying to tell her, hey, this shit is going to go bad. You probably shouldn't do this. And then Luvo is like, Rosethorn has no idea. I'm telling you not to do this. And if he's saying that Rosethorn has no idea, it's way worse than what she is saying already. So I feel like Evie is being a little too nonchalant about this. Sometimes you need to heed what other people are saying, regardless of whether you think that you got it, because you might not got it. I get that she's trying to save lives and try to help people, but at the same time, it's like, you should probably listen to the people around you because they may know more than you do.
That's interesting, because I actually don't really get the impression that she feels confident. I get the impression that she is putting on an air of confidence because she feels like this is something she has to do. Because she's like, I fucked up and I have to fix it. And well, like
confidence even over like, I don't know, guilt, I guess.
Yeah,
don't be too hard on yourself, I guess. Because sometimes people fuck up and people around you are willing to help. And right. Yet you're not listening to anybody around you. You're just like, I fucked up. I got to fix this on my own. And you don't always have to do that. You can rely on other people around you because sometimes they've been through some shit too. Especially Luvo in this. He was born from this. I think he probably know more. And he also helped in this fuck up. So mm-hmm. don't take it all on yourself.
Yeah.
You can rely on people around you too.
But I also think that's like the center point of Evie's problem, right? Like, I don't know how to phrase this. Like, she has a lonely existence. She's decided that she doesn't like people. And part of that is also like not relying on other people.
Yeah.
Like she pushes people away to the point that she also won't let them help her.
Well, that's my magic. Don't be like Evie. Let people help you. Even if you have hardened yourself against the world, like people will help you. Just you gotta let them. You gotta open up. You gotta let them.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it my turn? Okay.
Yes.
I did the exact opposite. What I got out of this book is that fuck everything. It always seems impossible until it's done. So just go in head first and just do it. Just do it. Do it by yourself. It's fine. Really the part where she's talking with Luvo and Luvo's like, Evumeme, I don't think you understand. These beings make and unmake the surface of the entire earth. And she's like, you worry so because you can't imagine tricking the forces that gave birth to you.
Yeah.
He's never even considered of doing stuff another way because he's so used to doing it one way, but like,
yeah,
it always seems impossible until it's done. So try. That's all you can do sometimes.
Chapter 18 is called Luvo Thunders.
Oh boy.
He's going to get his loud boomy voice going again. He's going to scare Carnelian and Flair, maybe, with his loud, scary, boomy voice. Because they are children, and he already scared some children in this book, so.
That's a good point.
But they're tall, scary children now, so we'll see.
They're tall, scary flame children that could melt Luvo.
Yeah, so.
Scared. He's so scared.
I don't blame him. They're creepy.
Goodwin and I talked about that extensively on our little duo mm-hmm. episode.
Yeah. If I hadn't have listened to the audio, because in the audio, they're not very terrifying, but just reading it.
They sound like kids.
Yeah. horrifying. They're so scary. So
come
scary.
Play with us.
Yeah, they're so scary.
Join us in the pool of lava.
Any thoughts that you want to add to Brittany's predictions?
Luvo thunders.
I think Luvo's gonna stop being a little wiener and stack up, actually help Evie out. Maybe that's not the best way to put it. I hope that Luvo,
I feel like that's
stops
kind of
being a little wiener. No, that's it. That's all I got. I hope that he, I don't know, mans up. It's not
rocks
sorry,
up.
Not gender. Yeah, I hope Luvo gets hard. I hope that Luvo, God, they're cackling in the background. Y'all can't hear, but they are absolutely cracking up. Now, I hope that Luvo gains the testicular fortitude to help Evie out instead of just whining about, oh, it's so hot down there. I'm a little rock. I'm going to melt. It's so hot. Bro, get in there. Help your friend out.
I love how Goodwin always takes like literal life and death situations and then turns them into, well, so-and-so is just being a whiny bitch.
As a self-proclaimed alpha, you know, it just comes naturally to me to put myself in dangerous situations. What can I say?
We like to end our episodes with an excerpt from the following chapter. So this is an excerpt from chapter 18 of Melting Stones. Your quartz wasn't a toy. It was a trap, Flair growled. You are a cheat. I'm going to melt you. Then I'll coat the quartz toy with you. People in my world escape these toys every day, Flair. And we escape things like the mountain. Well, I did. I turned on the persuasion. But there's another way that's made for only a pair like you and Carnelian. I found it by accident on my way here. Flair opened his mouth. Heat billowed from him, turning solid earth to smoke. I couldn't move fast enough. Pain shot through me. Pain I thought I couldn't feel in that shape. I rolled into a tiny ball, fighting the agony. I was terrified that if I gave into it, I'd lose control of my magic. I turned to smoke, just as that soil had done, and be lost forever. You will stop. Luvo's voice boomed from every pebble, every stone, and especially from the huge obsidian and granite shields. It shivered the soil. You will stop, or I will crush you so deep. It will be forever before you rise this high again. Hurt Evumeme once more, and I will see to it you forget your soul. I stretched out. Carefully, I remade my magical eyes. Flair and Carnelian had curled up. I didn't blame them. I felt like paste. Luvo's voice was that big in the ground. He sounded like the mountain he was at home, a mountain far bigger than Mount Grace. Rain luck on us, hey bay, I prayed. Don't let them find out Luvo has no power over them. Evie, who's that? Carnelian whispered. You do not have the right to address Evumeme, thundered Luvo. You have not earned the right to address anyone. I shivered everywhere, in every grain of stone that filled me. Carnelian and Flair shrank even more. He's not as bad as he feels, I whispered. Who are you, big voice? Flair didn't sound as nasty as he had just a few moments ago, but he wasn't as wary as Carnelian. And who's Evumé, what's it? She is Evumeme. You are not so much as a drop in the earth's veins. Luvo's bellow flattened me, and my magical body wasn't entirely real. It drove Flair and Carnelian deep into the earth, hundreds of yards below where we'd been. I let myself drop to follow them. I had to find out how he did that. When I caught up to the volcano kits, they were slowly stretching themselves out, making themselves big again. What was that? Carnelian kept her voice quiet in case he might hear. Where did it come from? How does it know you? Can it hear us? Can it find us? Flair just looked around nervously, as if Luvo might appear out of the rock. With a magma vein warming my magical feet, giving me all new strength, I knew Luvo wouldn't come near this place. Still, after what he had done, I had to think about exactly what Luvo meant when he said he was helpless. Apparently, he and I had two different meanings for that word. I couldn't do anything when I was helpless, but Luvo could thunder through the earth. It is a he, I explained. His name is Luvo. Well, that's part of his name. The only part I could pronounce anyway. He's a mountain. He makes the mountain you're trying to break through look like that piece of granite I put between us. I was doing some really fast thinking now. He's my friend, but I have to tell you, he doesn't like the idea of you and your friends blasting this mountain apart just so you can go out. I don't think he'll let you do it.
He used his big scary booby voice. Yeah.
His big scary booby voice.
He thundered for real.
Brittany was correct. Gold star.
Yes.
Reading Circle Temple is produced by us. Molly,
Brittany,
Indy,
and Goodwin.
If you like the show, tell your friends about us.
If you don't like the show, tell your enemies.
You can also help people find us by leaving a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Find all our episodes at our new home on Acast, shows.acast.com/readingcircletemple.
Shake it us. We'd love to hear from you.
Send us an email at templeofreadingcircle@gmail.com.
You can also follow Reading Circle Temple on Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook. And you can join our Reading Circle Temple Facebook group.
To find us on Twitter, tweet at Reading Temple.
A special thanks to Yellows for Happy for our artwork. You can find more of their art by following Yellows for Happy Draws on Tumblr and Shannon Ann Draws on Instagram.
Another special thanks to Brittany's brother, Thomas Dick, for our theme music. You can find more of his music by following Thomas Dick on SoundCloud.
Thanks to Tamara Pierce for writing The Circle of Magic, and thanks to you for listening. Let's all have coffee next week. How the fuck do numbers work again? Yeah, something like that. Right.
There we go.
You look like you're trying to make Hebrew letters with your...
I was trying to do something.
These are Hebrew gang signs, okay?
That's easier. There we go. 17.
I know what my stinger is.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.